Daniel 12, Mishnah 1. Okay, now this Mishnah is going into something we've touched on before, and that is when we did Orlah, so the first 3 years of the tree's life, that is, the fruit, you can't have the fruit. The fourth year has to be taken up and it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And because the law of the fourth year of fruit is very similar to Maaseh Sheni, they deal with the chaff. The next few Mishnahs are going to deal with it. And it's the same kind of thing that if you can't take it up, then you transfer the sanctity onto money, and you take the money up to Yerushalayim. So that's what's dealt with over here. Also brings in the background in the card here, the dispute between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon, that whether it only applies to vineyards, this fourth year law, or whether it applies to all trees, all fruit trees. So there is a debate. He uses over here in this Mishnah, Kerem Revia, the word Kerem, which means vineyard. Fourth year vineyard, but depends how you learn. It might be referring to a vineyard, or it might be referring to something. Yeah, matzinin oisa bekozis adama. So if it's marked a keren revia, fourth year produce, we mark with clods of earth. You put clods of earth over there, and we mark it. Yeah, to mark it that it's fourth year produce, and people know that it's fourth year produce. Vishel ola becharsis ola, we mark with clay. The first 3 years, you would mark the tree with clay to signify to people it's a tree in its first 3 years of its life. Vishel kvaros besid, and graves we mark with lime for the kohanim, that they don't come walking into the graves, so we mark it with lime so that they know that there's a grave over there. Umemache v'shefach, and the lime he dissolves and he pours it out in order to make it whiter and to mark the grape properly. That's how we do it. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'madvarim omrim b'shvis, says Rabbi Shimon, what are we talking about over here in the seventh year? Because remember, produce in the seventh year is ownerless, so people are coming in and walking and they're taking whatever they want. That's the only time you'd mark fourth year produce and third year produce, because people could come and take it. But in other times of the year, says Rabbi Shimon, we wouldn't mark it. We would rather, if they eat it, it's their fault. They're actually thieves. And if they're adding ola or fourth year produce to their sins, so we don't have to worry about that, for they're stealing your produce. And lastly, vatsnum menichin es hamas v'omrim, even better than marking, is that they would say, the scrupulous people would say, they would put down money and they would say, kol hanilkat mizeh, whatever is gathered from the produce, yahei mechulal alamasa elu, will be redeemed with this money. Meaning that they would let anyone who wants to take it. This is talking about the fourth year produce, and they would redeem it onto money. So they would just redeem it themselves, and they would let the people take it rather than marking off the fourth year produce.